And it's Captain with the crew back for your head tops. Who I got sitting across the table from me?
You know it's your boy 2KJ. We back.
And this your host, your boy, the one and only, Will. All right. So we're here to talk about why Dame is top five in the league right now. Stop the cap. I'll let you start.
Stop the cap.
Dame ain't top five, bro. Come on.
And you're lying to yourself because...
He's just not, bro. I'm sorry. I don't believe it, but...
All right, tell you what. Who your top five in the league right now?
Okay. Easily, KD.
Is this order or no order?
No order, because okay. I'll probably fuck up. Or I'll get yelled at later on Twitter or some shit. KD first. Mm-hmm. Then we got your boy Giannis, LeBron. And then the last few are like interchangeable, but personally, I think like Harden, and then last but not least, you got your boy, most likely Steph Curry.
The cap is crazy.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
You saying Giannis?
Yeah, Giannis.
You saying Steph?
I'll definitely take Giannis
and Harden.
I'll definitely take Harden over Lillard.
You I'm sorry. Crazy as hell.
I'm sorry, bro.
Crazy as hell.
Honestly, a healthy AD over Lillard every day.
You crazy as hell.
Twice on Sunday. And forget, if we talking about healthy, Kawhi easily over
you Lillard. You crazy as hell.
Every single day. 365 crazy as
hell.
Days.
You really crazy as hell because you don't have Kawhi in your top five, first of all.
Yeah, but he's there. Like, if he's not hurt, he's there. Like, but he's
you're
hurt.
Crazy as hell.
He ain't coming back to 2023.
Harden is injury prone, too. How you not going to include Kawhi, but you going to put Harden?
Yo, man, it's not really about injuries. We talking about just who the better player is. Like, and I know that's a huge caveat. They have to be healthy.
What
but
in the world is Harden better at than Kawhi versus scoring?
Shit. Drawing fouls, nigga.
You capping heavy.
He draws a hell of a lot of fouls, and he's a great playmaker and facilitator. So Kawhi's not really into passing, really. He passes when it's necessary, but Harden's always looking for the pass.
You crazy.
What are we?
That's because he got the vintage LeBron syndrome.
What that mean?
I'm not taking the last shot. Because the media not going to be on my ass. Because they already on my ass.
You ain't lying, bro. You ain't lying.
For not beating the Warriors.
But just because he ain't got that mentality don't mean he's not better than Dame.
When
all
has
around.
Harden ever been clutch?
I mean, he was a game away from beating the greatest team of all time. So
I'm glad you brought that up because him folding is the reason they didn't beat the team.
Fold. He was double teaming the nigga the whole time. What you want from
Dame
him?
Dame never gets double teamed?
I'm
are
not
you serious?
Bro, I'm not. All right, so this argument, this argument is turning into something that is not. I'm saying as a player all around, your boy Harden is better than Dame. Bro.
No, he not.
He is.
He's so. Not even clutch.
The stats say so. The accolades say so.
Yeah, you said it yourself because of all them damn fouls. If Dame averaged 25 fouls a game, he averaged 60.
Hey, don't hate the player, hate the refs. I'm just saying, bro. What you want from me?
It takes more effort to go out there and score than to trick the refs. If you think about it, so that's another point to my argument.
Listen, man, that man averaged 35 points a game. You tell him he can't score. Come on. Huh? I don't know. Probably a lot.
26?
Probably a lot,
about,
bro.
About 26 of those things.
Hey, man, he got those shits, and he hit the free throw. What you want from
Dame
me,
out
man?
Here shooting 15 for 20, having bro. Having
taking
55
horrible
points.
Shots, though, man.
Horrible shots.
They are horrible shots. Okay, so but if it's going in...
When Harden shoots over a double team, that's not a horrible shot.
It is a horrible shot. If anybody takes that shit, it's a horrible shot. You know me. Spurs all day. The best shot is a free throw, my nigga.
So that Kawhi shot against Philly, that was a horrible shot?
It was the last second. It was a horrible shot.
So it was a horrible shot?
It was a horrible shot. You I didn't lie. Like it, but you. It hit. Hey, man. If it goes in, it goes in. I can't do nothing about that.
Captain Cap-a-lot.
2 Cap and J, man. 2K Cap and J.
Bro, you crazy. They better than Harden for the reasons I mentioned before.
Okay. Let's
Steph... He's better than Steph, bro.
Prove it. Out.
If you take Klay and Draymond against Steph, then Steph and Dame would be having the would have the same exact success.
Are you sure about that?
Excuse me.
Like,
yes.
Like, how certain are you that they would go 73-9 with Dame instead of Steph?
They might go 82-0.
Hold on.
Stop the cap.
Bro, I don't see it, man. Hey, Dame is a hell of a player. Don't ever get this confused if you're listening to this. Dame is definitely top 10. No question about that.
You said top 5, bro.
Top 10. But the point of contention here is that he is not top 5.
But he is.
I don't believe it. Correct. I just don't believe it, man. And I understand the odds are always against him. He has to carry the team on his own.
Steph couldn't even carry the team when he had other superstars. So you think he could carry the team by himself? Mm-hmm. Come on, bro.
Well, Steph got pretty close. He was average. He was putting up like 50s.
Can we agree?
I'm saying Dame can say the same shit. So they right on the same.
Dame never played with a Clay.
Bro, I'm talking about when he was alone. When Steph was alone during the season, when Draymond wasn't playing and Clay was still hurt, he was having to put up like 45 and 30 and 39 and 50.
Can I ask you a question to that?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Who else was going to shoot that many times on that team? Who was the second person?
He didn't have a CJ, so.
No, sorry. Can you answer the question? Who is his number two?
Probably Jordan Poole, most likely.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Just if you didn't know nothing about basketball and I said, hey, there's a player named Jordan Poole. How many shots a game do you think he gets? What would you say? What would your honest answer be?
If I didn't watch basketball?
Yes.
Two. Okay. Three.
That's about how many shots he took this season. So, like I said, who else is going to take those shots?
Technically, he took around like 5-6 shots. So,
who else is going to take those shots?
Well, it was Steph. That was the only person.
Of course, his number is going to be inflated.
I'm just saying, bro, from my perspective, I don't see that much of a drop-off going from Dame to Steph. I think Steph actually has the upside because people fear him even more so than Dame.
That's crazy.
You don't.
That's crazy.
You don't think reputation of Steph Curry precedes him more so than Dame does?
But you can't remember. You can't forget though. There was a team attached to his reputation.
Yeah, but who was the main piece of that team? Like who?
Draymond. If we're being honest, Draymond.
Stop tripping, man. I'm tired of the Steph cap just saying like, oh, Andre Iguodala won
KJ.
The Finals MVP.
KJ, think about this. Think about this. KJ, think about this.
All right, I'm thinking.
Steph doesn't have a Finals MVP.
And that is exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That is not a point of contention.
Can we agree on something?
Yeah, sure. Let's agree. I love to agree with you, bro.
You switch Dame and Steph for 4 years, right?
Okay. With the KD years included?
Yes.
Okay.
Steph went 3-1, right?
Yeah.
They switch. Everything's the same. Players right now, both healthy. You switch Dame and Steph. What's their record in those 4 years?
They might go 5-0. They might. There's a possibility they do, but everything has to go right for them to go 5-0.
And in this scenario where they go 5-0, how many Finals MVPs does Dame get?
He would get 2. Maybe 2. Because we're considering 2016 and 2015, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so most likely two. I would say 1.5. How about that?
Oh, hell no. No, we're going to round it up to 2. We're going to round it up to 2.
All right, we round up.
So the fact that you saying this,
but bro,
and we already seen the option where they have Steph, and he's not even mentioned. No, the very last year, he was mentioned.
Listen, fam.
Finals MVP. The fact that he didn't get none.
Fam, you none. Know he deserved 2015.
None.
Bro. You know he deserved 2015.
You still say, you think
let's
he
not,
made a name?
Let's not lie to ourselves and say he didn't deserve 2015.
2015.
Yeah, let's not lie.
No.
Because he led the team in points. He led the team in steals. He led the team
behind
in
the back passes. Assists. Yeah, out of bounds.
That's 2016, bro. Come on.
Man, I'm for a shot on it. Bro, think about it.
Hey, man.
Think about it. Honestly, think about this, though.
Right.
If they didn't have Iggy that year, do the Cavs still lose that finals?
In 2016?
Oh, that was the first year, right?
No, 15 was the first year.
In 15.
Do they lose? Well, they won. The Warriors.
No. If they don't have Iguodala, do the Cavs still lose that series or do they win?
Well, they probably win because no one could guard LeBron. You have no one to actually play defense. So and you're saying that they win games. With Iggy and not Steph, though? So,
yes.
What? The leading scorer? Where are you going to get those points from, bro?
They went six games.
Uh-huh.
Six games. Do you remember those legendary games that LeBron had? They went six games.
I know they did.
You take Iggy out the last three games. The Cavs win that.
Okay.
Because it's not like LeBron. It's not like Iggy shut down LeBron.
Yeah, they play small ball and they just zoned the hell out of that.
Right, I don't get why people keep saying that, but he slowed LeBron down.
He definitely slowed him down.
As crazy as it is to say. So you take away Iggy, they definitely win it. And I know your argument. Well, they still have Steph. Okay.
My question
when has
is,
Steph shown up in the big moment?
My question.
When it counted.
He won in 2015. In 2017, he hit a
you
bunch
crazy.
Of big shots. Let's not pretend.
You
that's
crazy.
Because he had KD.
He won in 2015.
Yeah, 2015 he won. He just didn't win the finals
was
MVP.
Was locking that boy down. I know you remember that.
Because
that's how
Devin
got that contract.
So let me tell you something.
He was ripping Steph.
Can I ask you? The same way you say people say that Iguodala shut down LeBron, this narrative that Dele shut down Steph is ridiculous, man. He averaged 25 points, shooting almost 45% from the field. How is that locking anyone down?
You don't remember the strips?
Over 40% from three, bro.
Steph couldn't.
What are we talking
Steph
about?
Steph barely could get the ball across half court.
And he still averaged 25 points. What are we talking about? In the finals, when it mattered the most.
Okay, but KJ.
All right.
You have to remember, if he did average 25, because we just loosely remember him.
I know. He averaged 25
points. How many of that was threes?
A lot, I'm sure. It's Steph Curry.
So you can't say it
what
like,
do you
oh,
mean
he was
you can't
there
say? He hit threes, bro. What you want? They can't shoot threes now?
I'm saying shooting threes gets you more points than taking an actual field goal to contested layup, floater, jump shot, whatever. So, with him having more threes, he didn't have to take that many shots inside the arc.
Are you really hating on threes right now?
No.
I'm just trying to understand. He hit those shots. This isn't up for debate. He did it.
Okay, I think this is a good example. Okay. Steph shoots six threes, right?
Okay. Yeah.
18 points. He finishes the game with 28, right?
Right.
So, six of his field goals was threes.
Yeah.
Versus Dame having 28, didn't attempt 1-3. That takes a lot more effort on his end because that's more field goals you have to take. That's more field goals you have to make, is my point.
I understand.
Playing smart ball, yes, three is more than two, obviously. But when that three isn't falling, what do you have to fall back on? Which is why I said Dame was a better scorer than Steph. Never said shooter. He's a better scorer than Steph.
And what do you base that on? Because of his inside presence? Because he can get to the lane faster? He has more explosiveness?
Better, yes.
And
when that three isn't falling, which we've seen for both of them,
right.
Who's the better scorer?
See, here's the thing, man. And I think this is one of the parts where people start to underestimate Stephen Curry's ability to actually hit shots inside. His finishing ability is honestly up there with Kyrie. And Kyrie is, in my opinion, one of the best finishers of all time. So the fact that people are saying that Steph isn't great from anywhere other than the three-point line is ridiculous because his mid-range game is phenomenal. He just chooses not to shoot mid-range shots because he prefers to get three.
Whose fault is that?
If he's hitting the three, what? I don't.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand. I really want to understand.
And the times we've seen when the three wasn't falling and he finished with 12 points, 15, 20 points, then what?
Because he's passing it. 9 times out of 10, he's facilitating. Isn't that what a point guard's supposed to do? If my shot ain't falling,
so
I got
Dame
Clay, I got Dre, I got all of these people around me. I'm going to get them buckets, right?
So would you agree that Dame does that better? When the three's not falling, I need to get this W.
I don't
for
necessarily
my
agree with that. No, man, I don't.
You.
I don't know, man.
Because if you think
about convince me, bro.
If you think about what we was talking about earlier, where it's like, okay, 82 games in the season.
Right.
Dame has to go out there every single night and say, I have to win this game.
Right. He does.
I'm going to see double, triple teams. They're going to foul me before we take the ball out.
Yeah.
All this good stuff. Every single night. And he delivers every single, I would say 98% of the time. Would you that's a fair estimate?
That's somewhat fair, but honestly, the proof is in the pudding. He hasn't won anything yet. So
I think that's a different argument than what I was talking about. I was just talking about season, the regular season success.
Okay.
So you take that into consideration. 82 games. I have to go out there and win the game. We could be up 20. I know my team's going to blow the lead. It's going to come down to one shot.
Damn right.
Which we've seen time and time again. And I have to make the impossible out of possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop right there. Would you say Dame has delivered on that aspect?
Yes. Okay. I think better, more so than Steph, yes, in that aspect. Because okay. 9 times out of 10, pardon me, when they were winning, and this is when his team was intact, they were blowing everyone out. So Steph could sit out in the fourth quarter. Dame
Which
would
is
have
another
to
luxury.
Play in every single fourth quarter.
Wire to wire.
Absolutely.
Right?
Because his team wouldn't be able to do so.
So that's another point to my argument. The second point is, take away... You take away Draymond and Klay, right? This is pre KD. So think about all the success the three of those players had: Steph, Draymond, and Klay.
Mm-hmm.
You take away Klay and Draymond. Can Steph be clutch 82 games? Just we talking about just regular season success. Can Steph be clutch as his name is, without Draymond and without Klay, and just a subpar team full of regular players?
I'm certain.
Which half of them are injury prone.
I'm certain he could be clutch. I'm certain.
Wrong. That. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Steph has played with Draymond and Klay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then KD.
Mm-hmm.
There has been multiple occasions where Steph has not been clutch. Not to mention that even before KD, Steph still had two other All-Stars where it's like at the end of the game, it's like, okay, the three of us, let's figure out a way to win the game. Whether it's me shooting the three, Klay slashing to the rim for out of bounds play, he gets the contested layup, or Draymond's running the ball, he's making the best play available, right?
Right.
That pressure isn't just on Steph. Klay and Draymond alleviate a lot of that pressure off Steph. Who's the better player among the three? Steph, easily. But without the other two, Steph isn't as great because that clutch factor is still missing, which is something I think Dame has a lot more than he does.
Understood.
Just in that regard, if you think about it. Because think about all the success that Dame would have had if he had Klay and Draymond.
Yeah.
I think he would have more success than Steph did. Taking KD out the question. Let's just not even bring KD into question. So there's just years with them three. I think he has a lot more success.
I don't know about that. Like I said, I would have to see it because this is all speculation. But we know how good Dame is. We would fundamentally assume that he would be able to create the same success. But I don't know, man.
He's the better player, which is why I would say he would be able to create more success.
I don't think he's the better player. I think if he... All right, let me say it like this.
Dame not throwing no behind-the-back pass this in the finals.
Hey, man. I know
that's facts.
I know that's your... I know you've been saving that one. Like, that's your zinger right there, bro.
That's facts. Dame would be scared of Fred VanVleet? Come on. Stop. Stop it.
Steph wasn't afraid of it. He just was scared. They had a box.
You seen
and
the
one,
clips, bro.
Those niggas had a box
KJ.
And
KJ,
one.
You seen the clips. Steph out here crying.
Let me ask you a question, man.
Stop it,
Have
bro.
You seen any other team run a box and one? Have you seen any other
I've
team bro. Run a box and one?
I've seen the triple team. I've seen a consistent triple team.
No, but I'm saying a box and one. Have you seen that against Dame?
Hey, man.
Like, were they that afraid bust out? They like, nah, man.
Hey.
We about to go back to the 80s, bro.
That's
Hold
part
on.
Of your job description. You got to prepare for your
hey,
job.
Hey, man, no, bro. I'm asking straight up. Have you seen them do that?
As part of your
what
job.
What kind of fear in your heart do you instill in your opponent?
That's like when Devin Booker was saying, nah, we got to do double teams. It's open gym. Hey, bro.
It's open gym.
Look what happened.
You're right.
Look what happened.
But I'm just saying, man, that's still, I think that's a prominent point that Steph, his name and his notoriety precedes him.
But yeah, I think a part of that is because of his team success, the other people with him.
But we can't, all right, so I just don't want it to come across that because Klay and Dre are there, that they are shit.
Two other Hall of Famers.
They're not shit without Stephen Curry. Let's just make that clear.
Let's think about this now. You're talking about two Hall of Famers, or at least one, and a debatable one.
But
Dame has never played with another Hall of Famer.
But be real with me, man. Without Steph, is Dre or Klay a Hall of Famer?
Klay, yes.
Why would Klay be?
He's the second greatest shooter ever. Next, he plays defense too.
If he by himself and he's a primary individual playing.
When LeBron went back to Cleveland the second time, you replace Kyrie with Klay. Klay gets this, everything. He gets all the fame, the notoriety, Hall of Fame status. Still. Mm. Because he's not just a shooter. First of all, he's the second greatest shooter ever.
Bro.
He doesn't need to be.
LeBron would have to play every shot. Bro. And LeBron needs to take plays off in the finals. You've seen that.
Bro.
He has to. 2018 was one of the first times.
And like, what, 20 touches? No dribbles, bro. Come on.
Against the Bulls. And I'm mad I didn't go to that game. I should have went to that.
I remember you telling us about that.
God damn, I should have went to that game. But off the dribble, that's the point. He was spotting up, bro. That means somebody.
But Klay can do that and more. He could defend.
Just because he can defend and spot up does not mean he could create his own shot, bro.
I never said that.
But he can't. That's the point I'm making.
He doesn't need to.
What do you mean? That's
as long as he's playing with an A type of player, because I think he's a B type of player. If he plays with Giannis, he's still gonna be the Klay Thompson that we know. If he plays with LeBron, he might have more notoriety because it's LeBron. That boy gonna get 40 open shots a night. Think about it. You can't say he's not clutch because look at that OKC series.
Yeah, that was
game
clutch.
Six. Klay definitely is a real clutch. Thing. You know what I mean?
Definitely clutch, man. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
And he could defend.
He requires a superstar.
I said that.
But my point is the fact that you're saying that Klay in these scenarios, I don't think Klay is really.
I think he's a star.
Yes.
Yeah, by himself.
Yeah, star.
Like if Klay went to the Orlando Magic, I think he would average 25.
Yeah, 24.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think he would be a star.
Definitely.
And that's, but he's also the second, and he's also the second greatest shooter ever.
And I don't see when people say that, I feel like that's all off of Steph, man. That's all because of Steph, because he wouldn't have that type of notoriety.
No, Steph
if he wasn't right next to Stephen Curry.
Steph is Steph, with a lot of help from from Klay, and Klay is Klay with a lot of help from Steph.
So my question is Klay better than Ray Allen as a shooter?
Just as a shooter.
As a shooter, yeah.
Just as a shooter.
Just as a shooter.
Yes. Okay. Player? No. Shooter? Yes.
Shooter? Okay. I don't know about that either.
Yes.
But we should definitely get back to our initial...
That's the reason I feel, I know, that Dame is better than Steph. And like before, I mentioned why he's better than Harden.
He's not better than Giannis, that's for sure. Right?
It's one reason, and it's one reason why.
His height?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's an excuse.
That's the only reason.
Blame God for that.
If Dame had a good team, he would be better than Giannis.
Blame the Lord for that, man. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Steph had a good team.
Freak is better, bro.
Can I ask you a question?
All right, what?
You put Dame on the Nuggets.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Dame stays the same. Ooh, is Dame better than Giannis?
If he was on the Nuggets?
Yes.
He's not.
Is he better than Giannis?
Still not better than Giannis.
You crazy. You want to know why?
Is a defensive player of the year, bro.
Can I tell you why?
And averaging 30.
Can I tell you why, bro?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
You take Giannis off the Bucks.
Uh-huh.
Throw Giannis on the Magic, right?
Ugh.
Right?
Yeah.
They get to the playoffs.
Okay.
But they don't get anywhere. Why? Because the team around Giannis is not good, right?
Right.
Same thing with Dame. Team around him isn't good, but he's taking his team as far as he can.
So you're saying they
on the
equal?
Flip? No.
Okay.
I'm saying he's better. Because if you flip that and you put Dame on, put him on the Mavericks, I think he's better than Giannis. Because what I take in consideration to like these debates is the team around him. Because imagine that Kyrie staying in Cleveland, never played with LeBron. He's just that Cleveland team. He's with that same Cleveland team for 10 years.
Right.
He wouldn't be the Kyrie that we know of today.
Gross.
Because
right?
It's like, oh, he's a good player, but he's missing all these other aspects where we've never seen him playing with the game on the line, with a chip on the line. We've never seen him hit clutch shots. We've never seen him show up in a game four where his team is down and they're facing elimination and he has to, you know what I mean?
Right.
So all these scenarios to kind of prove athlete's career. We wouldn't have seen some of those moments. We would have just seen Kyrie being flashy in Cleveland and them finishing in the eighth seed every year. So I think definitely your team that you're playing for or the teammates that you had in the past, that definitely helps build your career.
Well, we can agree with that.
Which is why I think that. So
still
if you
not
put,
better than Free Free though, sorry.
If you put Giannis on a bad team, which Dame's on a bad team, which one of the two would have more success? I say Dame, right? So if you flip that, so you put Giannis back on the Bucks, you put Dame on Denver, I think Dame is better. That's my reasoning behind that. Right now, currently, no, he's not better.
So level of value should also go into that. Because let's use your Dame in Denver situation scenario. With that team, Dame has no reason to lose, honestly.
There's I don't think he would.
There's no reason that Dame wouldn't lose would lose in that situation because he has literally everything he needs on that team.
I don't think he does.
So now switch that. Now flip that. If you put Giannis on that team, it's a fucking super team. There's no way
on Portland.
On Denver.
It's a super team with Dame.
No, they are a great team.
Hell no, they're a great. No, you can't even say they're. You can't even say they're a great team now. Jokic just won MVP.
I know. They're a good team now. They're not a great
What type of team is the Bucks?
The Bucks are a good team. They actually could be. If they continue to grow, they could be a great team. Right now, they're good.
Okay, and then right now, Denver is.
They're good. They're good. Like,
I only agree with you because of the mental aspect of Denver. Like, exactly. They haven't matured yet.
Exactly. And they're so, it's like, it's lurking. You can see the potential just bubbling on that team. Like, Michael Porter Jr. is ready to pull that bitch, and they just got Bol Bol, like,
in the tub.
They got him just like, it's like, what is those things, those Pokemon things where, like, it's.
Pokeballs? Oh, yeah, the incubator?
Yeah, the incubator. It's like. They're growing Bol Bol to be like this super beast, man. And it's just, it's
so you
scary.
Add Dame to that. That's not a super team.
Yeah, yeah, it would be a super.
Yeah,
team.
No doubt. Right. Right. That's three superstars.
You right.
And two Hall of Famers.
Jamal Murray too. Oof.
Two Hall of Famers.
Oof.
Dame and Yoke.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't.
They don't lose a game if Giannis is on them though.
That spacing with Yoke and Giannis, bro. Stop.
Bro, that defense with Giannis, bro. You're looking at one end of the court. I'm thinking about the other end of the court, bro. Come on. Think about, bro, Giannis, Bol Bol, Yoke, nigga. Come on, bro.
Sorry, nah,
they ain't getting no shots off.
Boy,
Yoke is
no
playing
space.
Point guard, bro. What the?
Hey, no space in the paint. When they try to run
on
offense.
Defense, there's no space
you score
in the paint
on defense,
too, bro.
Like, had a scorer brawl too, bro.
Nigga, just run cherry picks, man. That's all you gotta do. Shoot, that's all I'm saying.
But yes, that is why I know Dame is a top five player.
Let's agree to disagree, my brother. I disagree.
You must be feeling under the weather, so I let you say what you need to.
Hey, man, nothing but respect. Respectfully, I disagree.
Man, y'all let us know what y'all think, man. Is Dame top five? And is Steph top five? Get at us. It's been another episode. Cap with the crew. Best pod on the air. Across from me, I got.
You know, it's your boy 2KJ, man.
Yes, sir. 2Cappin' KJ.
Hey, man. Will is trying to get Dame out of Portland, y'all. See if you can get a trade for him real quick.
Man.
He'll take anything.
Please. Ben Simmons, go to hell. We'll see you guys next time.